Good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday. So it is Saturday morning. So it's time for our Saturday morning date live. Me and Chris started this ritual of doing morning dates. We call it our microtherapy to get to the macro of life. And
boy, did I have therapy today.
Yeah, Chris had some therapy today. And you know, how we just share with you guys how it's changed our lives, our marriage, personally, professionally, the business, the kids. And we started doing Saturday morning date lives. Actually, I don't know how long we've been doing this, but it's open, honest, real conversation. It's uncensored, unfiltered, which I am most of the time. And there's no agenda. We just like to answer your questions and, you know, what's going on in your life. What's like a struggle or a bottleneck, what's a win? Yeah, all kinds of stuff. Have I been back from Chicago since I did this?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No. Okay.
So that's what's new.
Yeah. So when your friend texts you and he's like, hey, what are you doing next weekend? And I'm like, nothing. And then I'm like, oh crap, why'd I say nothing? But I wasn't doing anything. And he's like, let's come to Chicago. So I looked at Chris and I said, hey, I'm going to Chicago for a couple days. It was a great trip. Like the ability to just pick up and go really shows you how strong your business is, your marriage is, how independent your children are. It's a great test to like, there was no planning for this. I just got up and left. I met some amazing friends up there, like Ricky and Gosha. I went back up there. Ulysses, he's my champagne problems guy. But to just pick up and go, and it was great. It was brainstorming. It was peer-to-peer. There was no coaching or teaching. It was just like having real, raw, open conversations about where we're at, what we're doing, and what we're struggling with. So it was a great trip. It was great to reconnect and see that, you know, it's not easy out there right now. Like if you're a business owner, it is not easy right now. Customers and leads are harder to come by. People want more value. Marketing is getting more expensive. Close rates are kind of like meh. And it was a churn, at least in the residential cleaning industry, freaking blows right now. Like yeah. It blows. And it was nice to kind of get that alignment to say, hey, like I'm not losing my mind. It's kind of some, you know, it's happening to some of my other peers right now. So it's great for like, I'm not going crazy.
Yeah.
Ask your questions. This is a mix between family and life and personal with some business mixed in.
Yeah. So I will say right now, on the topic of just crazy season, a lot of ups and downs. I've been struggling lately and it's a lot around, honestly, me personally, focusing on the right things and doing the hard things. That's something that I really, really had a hard time with yesterday. And then again, kind of like came into today again with the date mornings, just letting it all out, talking through it. Some very, very heated conversations went on earlier today, but
poor Chris.
Yeah. But, the only thing I can say with it is even though it's not something that's easy for myself, having these heated conversations, you know, again, the whole idea of accepting you're wrong or accepting something is because of you. Something happened or because something's not working, it's your fault. It's really hard because I don't like people telling me what to do or I don't like people telling me when I'm wrong, but I still have to force myself to take it in, accept it and actually say it. You know what? You're right. You know what? You're right. It's, I was wrong or I did not look at it that way or I didn't account for that. So that's where my head was at. Just in terms of like what I'm working on and what I'm prioritizing is not actually the thing that should be prioritized because
I mean, how many of us have done that, Chris? As business owners, we need to work on the hard shit in our business and we're like, ooh, but this is fun over here. Like, let me go do that. And that's what, Chris, you fell into that. Like,
I put a lens,
ooh, shiny objects.
I put a lens on my work because I thought that I could push some other stuff aside, which is the difficult decisions of emotional, honestly dealing with difficult employees. On making hard decisions, because a lot of times those hard decisions mean firing somebody or honestly knocking somebody off of their pedestal. It's really hard to do because whenever I'm in a point of, let's just say, taking something away from somebody, knowing that's going to impact their life or knowing that's going to change the dynamic, change their feelings, it's something that's really hard for me. It's always been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like I recently put Chris in charge of Woot Recruit and he's leading that. We have Lisa who really leads Organize It. And because I'm focusing on book, book, book. Like somebody texted me the other day. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot that. And he goes, because it's book, 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 book. It was funny because, and so I put Chris in charge and I saw him struggling and I kind of butted in and, but that's my job as owner, right? He's sitting as COO. I kind of butted in and I'm like asking some difficult conversations or difficult questions. And you asked me to leave you alone. You're like, leave me alone. Like, I'm trying to figure this out.
I didn't say like that, but
no, you said to stop pushing on it.
Yeah.
He said like, can you stop pushing on it? Cause I was kind of like digging.
Yeah.
And this is actually part of the book. I'm like, dude, I just played you. Mm-hmm. You got played. It's in the book.
One of the plays.
It's one of the plays in the book. And he goes, oh, now he's like, I realize that now. Like, and so I was kind of pushing him and I was asking questions and I was irritating him on purpose. And he took it personal.
I always do.
You always do. And then he had an epiphany and that's what I was doing. I was trying to push him because I knew it wasn't necessarily the greatest, like greatest direction to go. Or I knew that it was like, this is a shiny object. We have other things to work on. But if I said that, he didn't learn. And so I had to push him. And I think that pushing, because now you need to push the people.
Mm-hmm.
That pushing thing is hard. It's not as easy. And we're not as comfortable asking pointed questions, open-ended questions, and not telling them what to do, but applying so much pressure that either the person breaks or they turn into a diamond, right? That's how diamonds are made. The exact amount of pressure needed to up-level someone versus like if I put too much pressure, they're going to collapse. They're going to quit. They're going to break. And so I played Chris.
Yeah.
I did it on purpose because I needed him to get to a realization.
But,
if not, it was going to affect our relationship as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But here's the deal is that I knew what I needed to do. I was just denying it. I was just, again, it's avoidance. The hard things are difficult and you want to avoid them. Just that's the nature of it. And so I got to be real with myself. I got to be real with looking at things objectively as if I was being hired from the outside, looking at things objectively and delivering to myself.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, I looked at my numbers for the last, since 2021. Oh my God. I pulled it from number of leads and lead sources from 2021 until like a week ago, me and the salesperson pulled it for Organize It for my home service. Like we just had so many leads and they were so easy to get. It's like, holy crap, what are we doing wrong? And we're not doing anything wrong. It's just the market has to me readjusted. And it's like 2018, pre-18, like it's hard to get a customer. And now we actually have to work it. And this was what came great out of Chicago was the idea is that everyone is Googling and everyone, like every home service company has Facebook ads and Google ads. And we're going back to old style marketing. We're going back to print, back to some yard signs, back to joining the chamber. Because, and this came up with the difficult thing, like mm-hmm. where you got distracted is you were trying to build some tech because you thought that was the solution. When in reality, the people are the solution. Not necessarily the tech right now, and delivering a better service, this exceptional service. It's super competitive right now. I just had somebody quit. I hope she's watching because my profile is public. And so far I've counted that I think she's taken 10 or 11 customers and which she's being sued for because she has a non-solicit and it's $2,500 a customer. But you're seeing, and I'm seeing this with my other industry friends, is like people popping up home services because times are not easy right now. And it is not. You should have started this during COVID because leads would fall in your lap during COVID. But, you know, people are desperate and they will do anything in desperate times. And people want more value. They want more value. It's harder to make that sale. It's just an interesting time right now. I'm hoping it will readjust, but we don't know. Yeah, there's a question. It's a long one. Any recommendations on website creations? I had Wix, made it myself. About anyone, he used WordPress website. It's not ranking. Oh, I love WordPress. It's probably not ranking because SEO, it takes a long time for domain authority to trend. I have my own opinions about blogs and backlinking and websites that most marketing companies would probably fight me over. You could check into Drew, like Larison from Larison Media. He's a great guy, friend. I think he builds websites. I'm pretty sure. I've used him for marketing. So you could check into Drew Larison. My only caution is that if you hire someone to build your website, make sure you own it. So many of my friends have gotten like scammed, ripped off. If they don't continue with that marketing person, that web designer, they lose that website. Yeah.
Yeah.
So back to the week and the difficult issues happening. It has been a very stressful week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like we're like, at least for like Organize It, losing customers every day from the girl who's stealing our customers, talking to attorneys, doing taxes. Who's doing taxes? I'm like, oh my God. But what I have seen is that if you let these things get to you, it'll affect your marriage and your sleep and your kids and your relationships with other people. And so, you know, that's why I had to have that difficult conversation with Chris today. I'm like, hey, something has to happen because this is going to ruin our relationship.
Yeah.
Not ruin it. Let's just, it's stronger than that. It's going to impact our relationship. And I'm not willing to let that happen.
Yeah. And it's just, it's doing hard things much more often so that it doesn't become a really hard thing.
Well.
And so I had to deal with that with myself. It's like, let's knock it out. Let's figure it out. Let's talk about it now because I get it. And if I go in any further, there's going to be no return. It's going to be so stressful, so frustrating that it's going to cause more damage.
Yeah. Well, the hard things like really suck all the time. The hard things are kind of what separate those strong from the weak. And we have different phases. Like sometimes I don't want to do the hard things. Sometimes I'm like, bring it on. Like I'm already pissed off. I'm on a roll. Let's go. I've kind of been living in that, not pissed off, but like on a roll, just like since the new year.
Yeah.
I've been on a like, oh man, these poor people that are dealing with me this year. Yeah. I'm like,
there's two ways to act on something. It's just because, or it's because of, and sometimes because of somebody or something is a lot stronger emotion. Might not be the right direction.
That's a great topic. So let's talk about the just because or the because of. I was bad at this for a long time. And if someone would like go against me or in the leadership meeting or want to challenge me, I would get this grudge, right? And that's the because of, right? No, just because.
No, because of.
Oh, the because of, sorry. And because you pissed me off, now I'm going to be passive aggressive to you. I mean, how many of us do that? Come on. because you didn't agree with me, you know, and I had to learn that like, holy crap, like that is petty and that is childish.
Yeah. Well,
it is if you're doing it for the wrong reason.
Yeah. And no, it's like because of, you get into the rat race of being played mm-hmm. by the situation, by the person. You change things in your company because of somebody complaining. You change things in your company because of a situation or a trend that you see instead of changing it just because.
Well, I just saw a comment on Facebook yesterday. She said, I'm so tired of my employees complaining. They complain about this, so I changed it. Now they're complaining about that, so I changed that. Now they're complaining because I changed it and they don't want it. And she's like, when does it ever stop? And I'm changing it because of.
And I'm sick of being stuck in the reaction, and I'm sick of being controlled by my environment, because that's the because of.
Yeah. And the because of is a slippery slope. Like you cannot change your business for anyone but yourself, or for not yourself, but you can't change it because someone wants to complain. Like you can't change it necessarily for every individual person, for every customer who complains, or every employee who doesn't like something. Not every business is for everybody. But I read that message, and we do the same thing like with our marriage. We do the same thing with our kids. Like you adjust things because they complained, because they don't like it, because your kids complained and complained and whined and whined and whined, and fine, you just did it because of.
You got played.
Mm-hmm. I got played. which is a really interesting like topic, the because of or just because. I want to do it just because. And ask yourself, every time you react to something, are you doing it because of or just because? And you're going to, that's to me, living in that state of cause and effect.
Yep. You're always in reaction to something else.
Because of is you're always in a reactive state. It's cause and effect. versus saying just because.
And that was my affirmation for this past year was I plan just because, not because of. Mm-hmm. A lot of things in my personal, you know, aspirations is like, I want to be spontaneous. I want to go out more. I want to cook. I want to do things. But none of that would happen if it was because I'm an introvert. I usually pull away from difficult things. It's just the nature of it. Hold on one second. I got to take care of Yaya.
But the because of and the just because is a great question to ask yourself as a leader, as an owner of a business. When I'm doing stuff, am I doing it just because, or am I doing it because of? And I found myself in a state of because of. And so I found myself in a state of being reactive, of being passive aggressive, of kind of being a smartass or snarky, because I was in a reactive state. I wasn't operating the best when I was operating in the because of mindset. Because of our leads are down, right? Because of a customer complaint, we're going to do this. Because of, you know, an employee taking all of our customers, you get very consumed. You can also become very, very negative when you're living in the state of because of. I found myself being more negative, more reactive, and not really the happiest person until I found that, hey, just because, I'm gonna do this just because I want to, just because it's part of the mission, the vision, the values, just because is an amazing way to Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built WooRecruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WootRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today. Approach and look at things. So I challenge you, when your kids are whining and you give in because they keep asking for a cookie for breakfast over and over and over, and you say, yes, you did it just because they were bothering you, right? Just because they wouldn't stop. Or it's a celebration and just because I want to do this today, I'm going to let you have cookies for breakfast. Like, that's the difference in living in that mindset. It's almost like living in, you know, they say above the line and below the line. When I found when I was in the because of, I was living below the line mentally, right? I was still ethical, but I was mentally living below the line, which is interesting. I was on a trip and, I texted a friend and their response, they were doing something and their response was like very negative. And I thought to myself, who talks like this while, you know, through text message? It wasn't mean. It was just so like negative, so down, so below the line that I was like, I couldn't even respond because I was like, no emotionally balanced human would respond that way. I was like, and it's just like the me, the middle of the line. And it's the because of mindset. So how is she?
She's good. She'll recover.
What'd she smash her finger on?
She was closing the sliding screens in the garage and she got her finger caught in between the sliding screens and she couldn't get it out because it was so tight.
Oh, okay. So it's plastic? No. Is it aluminum?
Yeah.
It's aluminum. Okay. But she didn't smash it like in the door.
Not in the door, but okay. It smashed pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It'll work out.
It'll work out. Okay. Yeah. She will survive.
Yeah. On her birthday, no less.
Yeah, today's her birthday. She's 7. Today's the yes day. We have to say yes to everything. So as soon as we get done here, we're on our yes adventure.
So I did want to say something about that. I'm excited, and I can explain why.
Why? I want to see what she's going to come up with.
No, but it's honestly, like, with me personally struggling the last couple of days, like the last 2 days, I came to a realization, and it was for me, myself, that I did not take life by the, you know what?
The kahunas.
Yeah. Because no, it's saying yes to things that you don't want to. And so I'm really curious, honestly, I think this should be a great release, is to just not be in a parent mode of thinking. You just like, go with it. Just go with it. And I think that I really need that right now, personally, is just to get in this exercise of saying yes and just going with it. And I think this is actually thinking about it now is it's a great exercise to do with just, giving yourself a hard reset in what the hell you're thinking about. And so I'm curious to see what she'll come up with, and what I'll say yes to.
Well, you have to say yes to everything. Well, she said yes, maybe later, but you can't say no.
Yeah. So she
out. I can do it later.
Yeah.
So we're doing it just because today.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great topic. But I was talking to everybody that I was like, I wanted to challenge them, especially like in leadership or with your team or with your kids. You know, if they're asking for a cookie for breakfast over and over and over, you say yes because of. They wouldn't be quiet because mm-hmm. they wouldn't stop. But if you wake up and you say, hey, we're going to have cookies for breakfast just because, it's kind of different.
Flips the script.
It flips the script. It's different. You're leading now, right? You're creating that. You're leading and you did it because you wanted to.
And you're in control of the situation.
And you're in control of the situation versus the because of is completely reactive.
I helped Yaya get her finger out of the sliding screen screen because of.
Because she was crying. Yeah. But it's a great thing to ask yourself as a parent. Are you giving in to your husband or your wife because of, or are you doing things just because?
Yeah. Even hard things can be just because.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, the way it should be.
Absolutely.
Is I'm doing it just because it has to get done, not because of a situation that's been drawn out too much.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, Tammy says, I could hear her crying. Yeah, her finger was stuck in the screen door.
My heart's still pumping.
Yeah, she's my third kid. I'm like, yeah, she'll survive. There's no bone sticking out. She might be bleeding, but it's a long way from her heart if she
internal
holds her finger this way. Then Austin would be like, it's close to my heart. He would put, like, because I always tell him, it's long ways from your heart. And then he would be like, look, Mom, it's right next to my heart. Now he's 16. So anything else, Chris? This is going to be a short one because we have to go to breakfast. We're taking Yaya to her morning breakfast, her birthday breakfast. Well, she's got to recover from the smashed finger.
Yeah, I think some kind of ice cream or cake or chocolate pancakes might fix that.
Chocolate chip pancakes will fix that. But I think it's a challenge for you guys to the because of or just because. It's a challenge. Challenge yourself. Think about it. What are you doing? What decisions are you making?
And I'll be straight up with you too. And I just want to wrap up with this for myself is this was an emotionally charged week for me. But I knew in the back of my mind, and I knew, and that's why I openly wanted to talk about it, is that I had to get it out. I had to talk about it. It sucks. It sucks to talk about hard things. It sucks to actually address it. But I was willing to address it with some difficult conversations just because I knew it had to get done and not to the point of because of things got too far and now we're screwed.
Yeah. I think when we let things get too far out of hand, that turns into the because of, right? We didn't want to do it just because. And Chris called me yesterday and I thought he wanted to cry almost because he just had a bad day. He's like, and I mean, how many of us out there have had these days where you feel like you literally got nothing done and you had teed yourself up for a productive day. And instead, at the end of the day, you look back and you're like, oh my God, I didn't get anything done. And now I feel even more behind. Now I feel even more consumed by the project. And I said, Chris, when he called me, I said, hey, those are the days we have sometimes. Like sometimes it's just, you get pulled in, you're in meetings all day. And that's normal. Every day, and I told him this yesterday, I said, every day can't be like the greatest day. Like every day is not a good day in business. It's just not.
Why not?
It's not. Every day is not a great day in business. Yes, we have a lot of great days, but every day cannot be a great day in business because it, like, there are hard times. There are sucky things. Like, and yeah, it's hard, but you know, I think sometimes, you know, with us and our leadership team, if you know there's hard days in business, you're like, okay, this was one of those. This was a hard day. I accept it. I take it. Versus feeling defeated and like, why? It's one of those days.
So, and I will say this is that I reached out because I knew that one is I couldn't get past it myself. And so I wanted to start that conversation, that hard conversation. It didn't start hard, but I at least wanted to voice the first part of it because I knew that you would carry and pick it up. I wanted to at least put some kinds of cards down.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that you were going to, I had an absolute faith in you that you were going to pick up the cards so that we could start to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, because I wouldn't say I like hard conversations, Chris is like, yes, she does. I like to know exactly what's going through people's heads. So I will ask the questions. I will say, like, why? Like, what happened? Like, tell me about it. Are you okay? Like, hey, it's okay. Like, you can't have a great day in business. If you had a great day in business every day, everyone would love business. That's why it's hard. That's why it's hard. It's supposed to be hard. And I told Chris this morning, because I was pushing him, right? I was pushing him, and he asked me to kind of stop pushing him. And I didn't, and I wasn't going to. I just had to learn how to, I just had to, like, you know, kind of judge how hard I was going to push him in this decision. And
again, for all you couples out there, don't just push for the sake of pushing.
No.
Know your capacity, know the other person's.
Yeah. And again, it's applying the pressure to create a diamond versus crumbling it. And the hard days are what makes us grow. If you didn't have those hard days, then you're not growing. But what you have to watch is, are you stuck in a rotation or an evolving of, it's constantly a hard day. So then I would challenge to say, are you listening to what is happening? Are you taking it in and growing, or are you resisting it? And so they keep coming back, right? Are you kind of saying, I don't want to address it right now?
Deflecting.
Are you deflecting? And then those hard days keep just coming and coming and coming because we haven't grown through them yet, right? We have to get to the other side of it.
We're trying to grow around them. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't grow around it. You can't. You got to go through it. And so I intentionally, like, pushed on him to say, I need you to come to this answer by yourself, because I could swoop in and do it and tell you what to do, but that isn't going to fix the long-term problem.
I'd feel even worse and then probably have some kind of resentment for myself or for you.
Mm-hmm. And so the good question to ask yourself is, do you have someone to push on you? Most entrepreneurs, most owners don't. We don't. Most visionary entrepreneur, CEO type people. Oh, come say hello. She's better. She has recovered fully. Hello. Ta-da. Most owners or CEOs don't have anyone to push on them. And I was lucky enough to be in a group where, you know, it was before Dan got famous. Well, he was famous kind of, but it was before he got, like, super famous. He would push us. He would call you on your crap, share your screen, show me your bank account, show me your calendar, or stop complaining. And as a business owner, if we don't have that person pushing on us, that if you don't have anyone, if you have someone pushing on you guys, your growth is so exponential and so fast, so fast. But if we're comfortable and our peers aren't, in, you know, if our peer groups are just, like, all the same level and comfort and they support us and they cheer us on, that's great and all. But that doesn't ignite growth. That does not ignite something in you that you've never seen before, right? And so as a visionary, as an entrepreneur, I want you to ask yourself, who is pushing you? It's a good question to ask because we don't typically have it. You need someone to push you, to make you uncomfortable, to ask you the questions like, why are you doing that? What were you thinking when you did that? Show me your profit. And we don't typically have that. And that's hard to get in a peer group or, like, in even with coaches. I coach people. That's hard to achieve. And I just did a call with somebody the other day and I said, look, I'm just going to tell you right now, I am not the aspirational, inspirational coach. I am the, like, where's your homework? Why didn't you do it? Let's pull up your calendar. I want to see what you're doing with your time. No excuses kind of coach. But that scares people to death. Definitely scares them to death.
So on that topic, I wanted to at least, like, put this out there because this has been something that I had to do some hard things the other day and really just kind of, like, lay out my emotions and to a few team members. But I said this and I wrote the statement down because I didn't want to forget it. I'm going to read it to you. It's if meetings only address insecurities, but don't direct an outcome, then you're wasting money coddling your team. That's the realization that I had to come with. Is, again, the idea of if you're just talking about it, but you're not getting it done, then you're just wasting time, you're wasting money, you're wasting somebody's capacity to do something better.
Yeah, same goes for your marriage and your kids. Like, if you're just talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. So in the One Layer Deep process, guys, We call them the efficiency levers. Like what are the four levers you could pull that would create the most impact, efficiency, profitability in your company? It's part of the book, but it's not, because some of it's in the book and then the rest is we're going to consult with businesses and help businesses see what's that efficiency. And so we've done this. We do it about every 6 months in a company, but I only want to bring this to the owners sitting in the room here, or even employees or team members or whoever you are. But we did an efficiency to see what capacity was every employee at. And then we did, guys, how much are the meetings costing you? Was it per week or per month? Per week, per month?
I think it was per week.
Per week.
Per week or per month. Yeah, per week.
How much are the meetings costing you per week in overhead? Like, oh my God, I saw it and I wanted to die. I said, Chris, is this per week or per month? And he said, per week. And I was like, oh my God, like, what are they talking about? I was like, What is happening? Why are they having so many meetings? And it was crazy to see like the loss of profit and the inefficiency in people for just like meeting to meet, to gripe or to complain or to like vent or to cuddle or to affirm or to, and I was just like, holy crap, this is insane.
And it's with the meetings, you only have a meeting if you need the answer to something or the next step. It's the bottom line up front. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about stories, but never getting to the real issue, then it's pointless. It's pointless.
Holy crap. That's a whole nother topic, but you brought up the meeting thing.
Yeah.
So let's wrap up so we can make this a quick one. We didn't want to skip it. It's been a stressful week as far as like, you know, if you're in business right now, it is not easy. It's a struggle right now. And here's the great thing for everybody listening. Because it's hard. Because it sucks right now, kind of like, because it's hard, not everyone will survive. Not everyone will make it through. We're going to see more and more businesses close, more and more businesses sell. We're also going to see more and more of the solos pop up for side gigs, side hustles, right? For a little extra money, I'll clean your house, power washer driveway. I have a power washer in my garage. We're going to see more and more of those pop up. Which it's fine because they're not your competitor. They can't sustain it. That's why they typically come to a company. But we're going to see it's not easy right now. But that's okay because that just means that eventually there'll be less and less competition because the ones who stick it through will be the ones to see that explosion when the market opens back up. But again, let's ask yourself, who's pushing you? Who's pushing you if you're an owner? Who's holding you accountable? I struggle with this. And are you doing things because of or just because? We're going to go ahead and wrap up. You want to say anything, Yaya?
I don't really know, but can I show him?
Sure.
This is also my little puppy.
Okay. All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built WooRecruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WootRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today.